Welcome aboard the Form Express, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a look at Ipswich first up with Chris Nelson, the legs of the quaddy. Before we get stuck into that, we'll clear the totes here on the first five. Glitter Strip, 940 and 3.8. She's an Eagle, 130. Four Dragon, Miss, 220, fourth, 2. 1220 for the Quinella, Exacta, 34.50. Trifecta, 127.10. 5842 first for $432.90. Joining us on the line, Chris Nelson. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Interesting day at Eagle Farm yesterday, on the track and off it.
Oh, yeah, we had the bomb scare, of course, early in the day, which put all the races back. And, it was a tough day to try and find a winner, I could tell you from my viewpoint. But, we got through okay. Not sure, I haven't done the times from the track yet, but it looked as though it was throwing up the quad here and there. So we've got the big meeting there in a couple of weeks' time, but full steam ahead with a bit more... Probably warmer and drier weather. I think that would help also because it was fairly cool yesterday. It was the coolest May day in Brisbane for 100 years. It only got to 15 degrees.
Oh, poor you, 15 degrees.
I think I can tell you it's going to be 26 by Wednesday, so all will be forgiven.
I think it might be half that here by the time we kick into things off. Five Ipswich today. We're seeing the running of the first. We get the quaddy underway with race number 8. Scratchings at 10 and 13. Dashing Special is a favourite here at 4. Jarhead 4.20. Open Road 5.50 with Hassan's Pride and Galvarino $8.50. How do we get the quaddy off to a good start?
Well, it's a very, very difficult start to the quaddies this particular race. So I've gone with number 2. Well, I keep coming back to number 2, Dashing Special. Form of late is very consistent, placed his last couple, Sunny Coast and Ipswich. Now, the last run, he went from 1,800 up to 2,200, and he was only beaten a length. Now, he stays at the 2,200, and I think he'll be hard to beat. He just needs a good ride and some luck in the running from that that wide draw here. He does come up with gate number 11 of 11. Number 6, Galvarino. Now, matched to get the lead all by himself here. He's a 3-year-old taking on the older horses. Last start, 6th at Duma when he was up in trip there behind City Smart. Didn't think it was such a bad effort. As I said, on the map, he gets that good run, so he has to go in there somewhere. The 3 Open Road and the other one there, number 4, Husson's Pride, they look the other two main chances. Open Road hasn't won beyond a mile, but the effort was strong, winning at that distance last time out at Toowoomba. Used to be with Tony Gollan, now with Mark Curry at Toowoomba. And number 4, Husson's Pride, placed its last couple, 1,800 and 2,170. Certainly good form lines, and or good enough leading into this particular race. But as I said, it's very, very open. We'll go 2, 6, 3, and 4.
2, 6, 3, 4, race 8. Race number 9 is a 72 handicap over the 1350. 8, 10, 11, 12, 15, 16, 17 come out of the 9th. Mountbatten, 270. Spirit Esprit, 6, 650, my belly button. I say, see you. Say I see you. His horse number 13, $7. Fish on 8, $8 for Conquer the Stars and Brynick at 13.
A bit much on a Sunday morning, that name, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've gone with the 7, Belly. Look, number 1, Mountbatten's got the better form, but he's also got 61 kilos here, so he's got plenty of weight to carry. I've gone at better value with number 7, My Belly Button. 2 runs back from a break, was a good winner first up at Toowoomba. And then at the Gold Coast last time ran 4th running on behind Potro Duro. Now, we saw Potro Duro come out and win that last race at Eagle Farm yesterday, made it 3 on the trot. Now, the pace was on that day in the Potro Duro race at the Coast, and that suggests that My Belly Button's looking for a shade further, and he gets out 150 metres further today. So we'll lean his way at the better value to beat number 1, Mountbatten. Comes out of the Soxagon race at the Gold Coast Saturday week ago. Number 4, Fishon. Gets back, runs on, but draws a good gate here. Might find itself closer in the run. And the 13, the one you mentioned earlier, Say I See You, can certainly be an improver here. Hasn't had a lot go its way its last couple of runs. 7, 1, 4 and 13.
7, 1, 4, 13, race 9. Race number 10, a fillies and mares 65 over 1,200 metres with draws of 5, 7, 10, 11, 15, 16 and 17. I Am Venus, $4.40. Queen of Emeralds, $4.60. 5.50 for Madeira. And then a Kango Miss at $7.
Similar with the previous race, so I Am Venus has got the right form, but she has to carry 50 or 61 also, Kelly Schweder and Jimmy Orman. But drawn okay. Again, I went looking for value and I came up with 13, Kokopo Kitty. Now, she should have won at Doomben 2 starts back. She ran 3rd there in maiden when she ran into a traffic jam at about the 250-metre mark, got going, ran on well. She made up for that with a very comfortable win at the Sunshine Coast last time out in the 1,200-metre maiden. She travelled beautifully in the run. She coasted away late and she won by 2.5 lengths. She's really improving This filly, and she's drawn beautifully here for Larry Cassidy. So I'm with her, Kokopo Kitty, to beat number one, I Am Venus. Number six, Queen of Emeralds, has got good form at Ipswich, but she just comes up with a poor alley here. And number three, Dream Big, first up, can run well. 13-1, 6-3.
13-1, 6-3, race 10, race 11 is for the Colts. Geldings at end tires, 65 over the 1,200. 1, 3, 10, 14, 15, 16, 17. All stay at home. 13, Vassetto is the Tab fixed odds favourite at 4. Unconditional, 480. Crab Boys, 6, 650. The Hand, 750. Brinkmanship.
I am with Vassetto here. I'm looking for some market support. No trials leading in. Had one run last campaign for Billy Healy, was formerly trained in New South Wales, ran a good third at the Sunshine Coast behind Kairu King. Now, it was a sitting shot that day, did work early on, and was left in front in the straight. Did a good job, was only beaten a length and a half. Now, no trials, as I said, leading in, so we want some further market support or to stay firm in the market from that inside draw. So 5 Vassetto, 6 Capios, first up, did win fresh last campaign, 13 Crab Boy. He could be an improver here. He's third up from a break, and he did show some good form a couple of campaigns back. Ryan Maloney's an interesting booking. And number two, Brinkmanship, just hasn't won beyond 1,100 metres. 5, 6, 13 and 2.
5, 6, 13, 2 in the last. Best value accordion play, Ipswich, please, Chris.
Best bet earlier on, race 4, number 10, Wind Chill. And that value, race 10, number 13, Kokopo Kitty. I think she'll run really well. Quaddy first leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Second leg, 1, 4, 7. Third leg, 1 and 13. And the final leg, 2, 5. 6 and 13, play of the day, box exact at Quinella Race 6, box up numbers 1 and 2.
1 and 2 in Race 6. Best of luck today, Chris.
Thanks, Brendan. You too.